Museums and universities are being urged to comply with the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators sent letters to five federally funded universities and museums urging them to comply with the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990. The letters to the University of California, Berkeley, Harvard University, Illinois State Museum, Indiana University, and the Ohio History Connection follow media reports that those institutions have failed to mandate to return Native American cultural items and ancestral remains required by federal law. International language experts estimate that without intervention, about one indigenous language will be lost every month for the next 40 years. With indigenous languages in Northeast South America, Alaska to Oregon, and Northern Australia at the highest risk. A study published on April 19th in Science Advances said that currently there are around 7,000 known languages on the planet, highlighting just how much humanity stands to lose and why it's worth saving. The languages are being documented in a publicly available library called GramBank, currently the world's largest grammar database aimed at preserving this legacy of human communication, culture, and cognition. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.